ॐ अखण्डं सच्चिदानन्दम् अभां मनसगोचरम् आत्मानं अखिलाधारम् आश्रये धिष्ठिसिद्धये अर्षितो गुरुनाराजवेदान्तसारं वक्षे यथामहे. 37
Verse 37, you said?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You have the book, it's on page 27. I don't know what page it is on. I think it's page 9 or something.
It's 9.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 37.
Mm-hmm. So we just went through the Sameshti, what's the nature of the Sameshti Upadhi, verse 36. Now, we'll talk about more about the Sameshti Upadhi. So, Iyam Sameshtihi,
Iyam Sameshtihi,
Utkrishta,
Utkrishta,
Upadhiya,
Upadhiya,
Vishuddha,
Vishuddha,
Sattva,
Sattva,
Pradhana. So, Iyam Sameshtihi, Utkrishta, Upadhiya, Vishuddha, Sattva, Pradhana. Did we get it? Mm-hmm. So, Iyam means this. Iyam Sameshtihi. Sameshti is a feminine noun, so Iyam is this feminine nominative. Iyam Sameshtihi. This Sameshti means this, the Ishwara Upadhi, it's this total aggregate. Remember, the Sameshti means the total, the whole, the entire aggregate. So Iyam Sameshtihi is Vishuddha Sattva Pradhana. Pradhana means primarily, or have the preponderance of. Pure sattva, Vishuddha means pure. Vishuddha sattva. Mm-hmm. This Sameshti, the Sameshti Upadhi, so Iyam Sameshti, has a preponderance, is predominantly Vishuddha sattva, pure sattva, of sattva, rajas, and tamas. Everybody with me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then, Utkrishta Upadhitaya. Because you could say like this with the Taya, because of being the Utkrishta Upadhi. Utkrishta Upadhi means the exalted Upadhi. It's the Ishwara Upadhi. The Ishwara Upadhi, the Sameshti is the total aggregate, the whole. And so it's considered Utkrishta, the Utkrishta Upadhi. Utkrishta means the preeminent, excellent, most exalted. So this, the Ishwara Upadhi is the most exalted Upadhi, and it enjoys a predominance of sattva. So what that means is, from Ishwara's standpoint, what we call the abhimana. Abhimana means, I've talked a little bit about this last week, that point of identification. The identification is with the infinite buddhi, just the pure sattva. There's no identification with the rajas or tamas. Like, for instance, if I have any thought, the pure buddhi is just the sattva, right? Mm-hmm. Because the buddhi is made of the sattvic aspect of the five subtle elements. Mm-hmm. So say that my identification or sense of me-ness in terms of the upadhi is only with the sattva. It's not with anything rajas or tamas, so it's not going to be with any body. It's not going to be with the body or with any objects. And so, therefore, my sense of self is just really that which reflects, right? The identification, if there's any, and I don't mean an ignorance-born identification, but the sense of I-ness in the upadhi is only with the sattva. The sattva is pure shanti. It reflects consciousness. It reflects the ananda. And so there's no sense of, there's no sense of limitation at all. And so this Sameshti Upadhi, which is the Maya Upadhi of Ishwara, right? So the Maya Upadhi is the Sameshti Upadhi. It is predominantly sattva. Means that the identification or the sense of self is only with the sattva. And the sattva is pervasive to the whole to the whole upadi, just like rajas is pervasive, sattva is pervasive, tamas is pervasive, but the identification is only with the sattva. And the sattva is that which really reflects consciousness. So I am the conscious being, you know, which is the whole. So that's the utkrishta upadi, because the identification is only with the sattva which reflects the self. You see?
What does the English word aggregate mean?
Aggregate means the total aggregate. An aggregate is a part. That is a part. So if you have the whole aggregate, means all of the parts. So the samashti is all of the aggregates put together. All of the parts put together.
I thought somebody was in the house and Tibby's going crazy in the bedroom.
She has her box in there, Peter's box. She loves the box.
She loves that box.
Yam samashtihi. So this samashti, which is, has a preponderance of pure sattva, because of being the utkrishta upadi, means Ishwara upadi, the most exalted upadi. Everybody see that? Understand what that is? So now he talks about more about this Ishwara upadi. Etas upahita chaitanyam.
Etas.
Upahitam
Chaitanyam
Sarvajnyatva
Sarveshwaratva
Sarvanyantratva
Adi
Gunakam
Avyaktam
Antaryami
Jagat
Karanam
Ishwara
Iti.
Iti.
Vyapadishyate.
Vyapadishyate.
Sakala.
Sakala.
Ajnana.
Ajnana.
Avabhasikatvat.
Avabhasikatvat.
Yaha.
Yaha.
Sarvajnaha.
Sarvajnaha.
Sarvavit.
Sarvavit.
Iti shrutehe.
Iti shrutehe.
Okay. So now we're going to be introduced to a lot of words for Ishwara. Okay. Etad this, or in the neuter, chaitanyam is neuter. Etad upahitam chaitanyam. This etad upahitam chaitanyam. Consciousness. Upahita means we use it as conditioned by this, just like we say, what do we use for upadi?
Qualified.
Conditioning adjunct. So upahita comes from, and upadi comes from the same thing, where the dha takes the hita, dha becomes hita. So chaitanyam, consciousness, so chaitanya is a word you have to know, chaitanyam means consciousness, which is conditioned by this compound, etad upahitam, past passive participle upahitam. So Chaitanya, conditioned by this, by what? The samashti upadi, the total ajnanam, okay? So consciousness conditioned by this is going to be called all of these things. Consciousness, you can say in association with or conditioned, we usually say conditioned by, because even an association gives it a sense of two things.
Mm.
You know, so sometimes, but you know, connected with, associated with, we say conditioned by to kind of mitigate this.
What's adjunct? Conditioning adjunct.
The upadi is an adjunct is something which is near to you or next to you. So it's just a way of translating upadi. Actually, the word upadi has to be unfolded.
Okay.
Right. So Chaitanya, conditioned by this, sarvajnya tva. That tva or ta affix means the abstract, the state of being or the ness of something. So sarvajnyatva being omniscient. Nya means a knower. Sarva, everything. So sarvajnya is all knowledge. Sarvajnyatva, the state of being omniscient. Sarva ishwaratva. Sarveshwara. Sarva ishwara. Okay, sarveshwaratva. Means the Lord of all. Right? The overlordship, being the Lord of all, Ishwara of all. So we refer to Bhagavan as Ishwara, the Sameshti Upadi, as Sarvajnyatva, the one who is omniscient, the one who is the Sarveshwara, has Sarveshwaratva, the state of being the Lord of everything. Sarva Niyantritva. Sarva Niyantra means the one who controls, means all of the laws. The one who is the Sarva Niyantra, who controls everything, means everything comes within its order. Sarva Niyantritva. So here, these are just common terms. Sarvajnitva, Sarveshwaratva, Sarva Niyantritva, Adi, etc. Gunakam. So the one, this consciousness conditioned by the Samashti Upadhi has the qualities, the guna, is one for whom the qualities are. For Sanskrit students, this Akka affix, like Gunaka, mm-hmm. The Akka affix has different meanings, but often it denotes a Bahuvrihi. Sometimes it's a diminutive, like Bala is a child, Balaka is a small child. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's denoting a Bahuvrihi compound. Sometimes it's denoting an action noun, like a gerund or a like a kartra. What do you call that? Like a doer. Mm-hmm. Okay. So here it's denoting a Bahuvrihi, the one for whom there are the gunas are for whom, who has the gunas. That have such goodness, such qualities as Sarvajnitva, Sarveshwaratva, Sarvanyantritva. Now, Jagat Kadanam, the cause of the world, Jagat world, Jagat Kadanam, Ishwara, the Samashti Upadhi we call Ishwara, we also call the Jagat Karanam, cause of the world, Iticha, Vyapadishyate, so that cha. And it is Vyapadishyate, it is designated, it is called, it is referred to as Vyapadishyate, the cause of the world, Jagat Karanam, and Ishwara. Okay? So far we have the Chaitanya conditioned by this Samashti Upadhi, right? Has the qualities, as such qualities as Sarvajnatva, Sarveshwaratva, Sarvaniyatritva, and it is called, it is referred to, Upadishyate, as Jagat Karanam and Ishwara. Okay, Jagat Karanam, Ishwara Iticha, Yapadishyate. Why is it referred to as Jagat Karanam, the cause of the world, and Ishwara? Sakala Ajnana Avabhasaka Twat. Now here, Avabhasa Avabhasaka, Illuminator. Because of being Twat, because of being the one who illumines, the Illuminator, of Sakala Ajnanam, of the all of the Ajnanas. Now remember the Vyashti Upadhi? Vyashti Upadhis are all the individual, the Vyashti Ajnanas, mm-hmm. They're all the individual Ajnanas, all the individual Upadhis, the Jivas. Then the Samashti is the whole aggregate, all of the aggregates together, the whole aggregate, the whole collection of everything. So here it says, because of being the one who illumines all of the Ajnanas. So they're looking at all of the Jivas. All of the Jivas are separate from Ajnana. They say there are many Ajnanas because if you remove the Ajnana from one Jiva, not all the other Ajnanas are removed. Mm-hmm. Here one Jiva gets liberation. The Ajnana is removed. All the other Jivas are still bound. So from the standpoint of the Jivas, we look at it as many Ajnanas. Right? From the standpoint of Ishwara, we look at it as one Ajnana that we call Maya, the Maya Upadhi. So that one Ishwara, Chaitanya, that Chaitanya conditioned by the Samashti, that Chaitanya, that Ishwara, illumines all. Sakala means all, whole, the entire Ajnana. The Sakala, the whole, the entire Ajnana.
It seems like the definition of Ishwara changes.
The aggregate of everything.
It swings back and forth from...
What?
Does the definition of Ishwara vary? I mean, is it used in different contexts? It seems like it's...
Ishwara always means Ishwara, but we use different words to... You know, to highlight different aspects of Ishwara. But Ishwara is always the Maya Upadhi. It's always Ishwara plus Maya.
Right, but Ishwara plus Maya?
I mean, Brahman plus Maya. What are you saying, Edward?
I'm not sure. Excuse me.
multitasking.
That's true. Okay.
I have a question. I got a little lost, I'm sorry. Could you, so the one who controls everything,
mm-hmm.
and then what about guna?
Okay.
I got lost there, yeah.
Guna means quality.
Yeah.
So guna kam is just denoting a bahubali. The one whose qualities, who have such qualities, adi gunakam, such qualities, as omniscient, sarvajnatva, overlordship, lord of all, sarveshwaratva, sarvanyantratva, and all control, all controlling of all. So gunaka means qualities.
But guna as in rajas and tamas? Or?
No. Guna has a lot of different meanings.
Uh-huh.
One, when we use guna, it's set for rajas and tamas. There's three gunas, it's like three strands.
Mm-hmm.
Guna also means a quality or an attribute. Like a dharma, the dharma, the quality of something. Just like the word dharma has many different meanings, one of the meanings of dharma is it's dharma, it's its quality. So here guna just means quality.
Okay.
So it has such qualities as sarvajnatva, sarveshwaratva, sarvanyantratva, adi gunakam. Oh, I left out two things.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. I'm sorry. Avyaktam. Did I see the avyaktam?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Avyaktam comes all the time. It means that which is unmanifest. So avyaktam is a word used for maya in its unmanifest condition. It's avyaktam. Right? Maya becomes manifest and unmanifest. So avyaktam is maya in the unmanifest condition. Avyaktam.
So do we translate it as unmanifest maya?
No, just unmanifest.
Okay.
How did you do it? Undifferentiated. That's good. Avyaktam, undifferentiated or unmanifest is one. Either one is fine.
Okay.
Antaryami. Antaryami is the thread that holds everything together. That which is controlling within, from within, the antaryami. It's hard to kind of translate it, but it means like the... Sometimes they use, even, you know, the thread that goes through all of the beads
mm-hmm.
is the example they use for the antaryami.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's the conscious order that pervades everything. Inner guide, they translate it. We've used that before, the inner guide, antaryami.
But it's not literally, it doesn't literally mean thread.
No, but it's an example that's used for the antaryami. Antaryami is inner. Yami comes from yam to kind of control, right? So antaryami, the inner control. So the inner guide is not bad. I asked Swamiji to give me a translation and he always gives me a talk on it. And
stuff. Well, now you know how we feel.
then it goes jagat kadanam. So we've got avyaktam, antaryami, jagat kadanam, ishwaraha, iticha. And all of these, it is designated by all these words. So you get gunas first. There's the gunas, the qualities such as being omniscient and the Lord of all and the sarvanyantram, the controller of everything. These are gunas. And then he's giving words, designations, right? It's sometimes the Smeshi Upadhi is referred to as avyaktam, sometimes as antaryami, sometimes jagat kadanam, sometimes as ishwara. Okay, so it's designated in this way. That's because of being the avabhasaka, the one that is the illuminator of the entire ajnana, right, of the whole ajnana. Aggregate means the aggregate of all the parts.
Mm-hmm.
I think I didn't say that right before. Aggregate is the whole. Like say you have a bunch of parts that are all like the same. Like there's, for instance, there in the ocean, there are countless waves. All the waves have something in common, right? And so the aggregate, whereas the aggregate is all of those waves put together. So in this creation, say if you take all of the jivas have something in common. They're all jivas, right?
Mm.
The aggregate of jivas, all of the jivas put together is the samishti. Each jiva individually is called the vyashti. Each wave is Vyashti. The ocean is Samashti. Each tree in a forest is Vyashti. The forest, right, the trees are Vyashti. The whole aggregate of trees is the Vanam, is the forest. Each drop of water in a reservoir is Vyashti. The whole aggregate of drops of water is the reservoir, or is the water in the whole water in the tank.
Right? Never thought of that. Yeah.
So here they're looking at this whole creation, the whole Sakala. Sakala means the entire Jnanam, the one that illumines the whole Jnanam, the Samashti. Mm-hmm. Right? That's Ishwara. If we look at each individual part that's illumined, that's Vyashti, that's the Jiva.
Okay. And what is the illuminator called? Is
Ishwara, the one who illumines the whole.
I thought that was designated as Brahman.
The Chaitanya, mm-hmm. the consciousness mm-hmm. conditioned, right, the consciousness conditioned by the whole Samashti Upadhi, right, illumines the whole. Why do we say that? Because Brahman from its own standpoint isn't illuminating anything. Brahman from its own standpoint is just consciousness. Brahman isn't saying, oh look, I'm illuminating the whole. Brahman isn't saying anything, it's non-dual consciousness. So you need the Upadhi there for something to be illumined. So Ishwara is the one who, from the standpoint of the whole Maya Upadhi, the whole Maya Upadhi reflects consciousness, the whole does. And so that makes the Upadhi known. So the Chaitanya, conditioned by the consciousness, conditioned by that entire Upadhi, is what we call Ishwara. Ishwara is the one because of whom the entire Upadhi is known. There is no Ishwara without consciousness. So that's why it says Ekad Upahitam Chaitanyam, the Chaitanya conditioned by the entire Maya Upadhi, the Samashti of Jnana. So so you don't have there. If you remove Maya, you can't remove Maya from consciousness. So for Ishwara must be the Chaitanya Brahman conditioned by the Maya Upadhi. And so it's Ishwara then who becomes, and who is Ishwara? Right? The Chaitanya conditioned by the Maya Upadhi. That is Ishwara. Right? And so because the entire, he's identified with the whole sattva, the Vishuddha pure sattva in this whole Maya Upadhi, that means the whole Maya Upadhi is known. The only reason for you as a jiva that anything is known is because of the sattva in the antakarana. It's the sattva that reflects consciousness. So now, any vritti that you have, the whole vritti is known, right? Like in this room, this whole vritti is known. This whole room is known. Now, in this room that is known, there are many objects. Tamas and rajas, there's activity, there's motion, there are names and forms, right, in this room that is known. Except for, say you don't count your physical body for now. In this thought, the whole room is known, but you're not identified with anything in it. Forget the body, just anything external to the body, right? And so your identification is just with, this is known, this vritti is known. So your identification doesn't go into the sattva or the rajas or the tamas aspects of the vritti. Okay? Mm-hmm. You see that? Mm-hmm. Now I'll say, it's the entire universe. Everything in the universe is known. But there's no identification with the rajas, anything rajas or tamas, any product of rajas or tamas within the whole universe. It's just that the whole of it, everything that's happening within it is known. So later they'll say, for Ishwara there's sarvajñatvam, there's omniscience, I am the whole, and there's sarvavit, there's knowledge of everything in particular. So like in this, your vritti here, you can say, this is my vritti, right? This whole vritti is me. As a jnani, I can say, this whole vritti is me, I'm the self of the vritti. And relatively, I have sarvavit too. Everything in the vritti is known. I am the set chin of the vritti, that's sarvajñatvam. Right? This whole vritti, that's the pure jnanam. Ishwara has that too. This is This is all me. Not, you don't even need words for it. It's just a fact. I'm the set shit of this whole thing. Mm. And Sarvavit, everything in it is known. Mm. That's our difference between Sarvavitam and Sarvavit, if we use both terms. So for Ishwara, Ishwara has the Sarvajnatvam, the satchit, right? And the identification in terms of it is just in the, what Swamiji calls manifest knowledge, right? This whole thing is known. That's the manifest knowledge. That's Ishwara's condition. This is my manifest knowledge. And the Sarvajnatvam is the recognition, this is nothing but myself, the satchit. Start of it is that every single thing is known. So you have that in what we call ulpa, in a small degree. Mm-hmm. You know, this is my vritti, this is not apart from me, and everything in it is known. So just imagine that on an infinite scale, that's Ishwara.
Well, we're way limited, it seems to me, because even with your body as upadi, we don't know all of its parts and how it works. And
totally limited. Of course.
A vritti?
Vritti is thought modification.
It's a thought modification. It is. So it's different. What I'm wondering about is vritti is not the same as knowledge. It's experience.
Vritti, there's a lot of different kinds of vrittis. Like a vritti can be a knowledge vritti, it can be an emotion, it can be a memory.
Mm-hmm.
Any thought modification is a vritti. There's different types of vrittis.
Okay.
So you see here, so because of being the one that illumines the whole of jnana, sekala means all, whole, total, okay? Then he gets this quote from the Mundaka, yaha sarvajnaha sarvavit, which we just talked about. The one who is sarvajnaha means has general knowledge, the set chit, recognizes I am the whole, and sarvavit knows everything in particular. The jnani has the same sarvajnatvam as Ishwara. Because the jnani recognizes I am the satchit. This is satyam nitya. Right? The jnani recognizes satyam nitya. The jnani doesn't have sarvavit. It's not a sarvavit. Because it doesn't have particular knowledge of everything in the creation. It's not omniscient in terms of the objects in the creation. You see what I mean? That's iti shrutehi, that's from the shruti. Mm. All right, we're doing the best. Just going to get into a little bit more on this Jagat Karanam. Any questions on it so far? You okay? Have I lost you all? No, we're okay. Let's take a look at the next one. Ishwarasya.
Ishwarasya.
So Ishwarasya iyam.
Ishwarasya
iyam. Ishwarasya iyam,
right?
Ishwarasya iyam. Then samashtihi, the rekas of the sarga, samashtihi. Akila. Karanatvat. Karanat shariram.
Karanat
shariram. This is good. Ishwarasya iyam samashtihi. Akila karanatvat. Karanat shariram. Okay. See it?
Mm-hmm.
Then, ananda prachuritvat.
Ananda
prachuritvat. Ananda prachuritvat. Koshavat.
Koshavat.
Acharikatvat.
Acharikatvat.
Chak.
Yes.
Ananda Mayakoshaha.
Ananda Mayakoshaha.
Sarva, it goes sarvo, but if I break this, I need sarva uparamatvat.
Sarva uparamatvat.
Sushuptihi.
Sushuptihi.
Repa is a visarga.
Mm-hmm.
Adha Eva.
Adha Eva.
Stula.
Stula.
Sukshma.
Sukshma.
Prapancha.
Prapancha.
Laya.
Laya.
Dhanam.
Dhanam.
Iticha.
Iticha.
Ucchate.
Ucchate.
And just follow along, and then really slow, making the sandhi. Ishwarasya Iyam. Plus E is A. You don't have to repeat. Ishwarasya Iyam. Samashtihi. Rekha Vasarga. Samashtihi. Akila Karanatwat. Karana Shariram. Ananda Prachuritwat. Koshavat Acharikatwat. Cha Ananda Maya Koshaha. Ananda Maya Koshaha. Sarva Uparamatwat. Sushuptihi. Rekha Vasarga. Sushuptihi. Atta Eva Stula Sukshma Prapancha Laya Stanam Iti Cha Uchate. So Ishwarasya, for Ishwara, of Ishwara, of the Lord, Iyam Samashtihi, this Samashti, means this aggregate, you can say, this is the Samashti of, this is the aggregate for Ishwara, Akila Karana Twat, because of being the cause of all, Akila means Semisarva. Karana is cause, twat because of being. This is the aggregate for Ishwara. This is the Samashti for Ishwara because it is the cause of all. Karanam Shariram. So we go like this. Sorry. Karanam Shariram. Causal body. This, I read this wrong, sorry. This Samashti of Ishwara, this aggregate of Ishwara, is the Karanam Sharira, is the Karana Shariram, is the causal body, because of being the cause of all. Akila Karana Twat, because of being the cause of all. So Ishwarasya, for Ishwara, this Samashti, the Samashti Upadi, this total Samashti Upadi, is the causal body, Karana Sharira, because it is the cause of all. Because of being the cause of all, Akila Karana Twat. Then it says, Ananda Prachurit Twat. Because of being full of Ananda, means it's replete. Prachura means it totally is pervaded by, filled with, full of, replete with Ananda. Koshavat Acharikat Twatcha. And because of being a covering, acharika, and because of covering, acharika twat, like a kosha, like a sheath, right? Anandamaya kosha. Let me pull this together. First it says, this Samashti Upadi for Ishwara is called the Karana, it's the Karana Sharira, it's the causal body, because it's the cause of everything. And it's also the Anandamaya Kosha. Means, kosha means a covering that is made of Ananda. Pervaded by Anandamaya means it's a kosha that is predominantly Ananda, Anandamaya Kosha. So the Ishwara Samashti Upadi is called the causal body, and it's called the Anandamaya Kosha. Why is it called the Anandamaya Kosha? Because of because it has a predominance of Ananda, and because it covers like a kosha. The Anandamaya Kosha, which is the fifth kosha in, it's a kosha because you can say, I am happy. When you say, I am happy, you can also say, but I'm afraid of becoming sad. So when you say, I am happy, it's what you mean is, I'm happy for the moment. It's Vishya Ananda. My mind is enjoying a state of happiness. So that's why we call it a kosha, because the Atma is always Ananda. It's not sometimes Ananda, and it's not sometimes Sukha, sometimes Dukkha. So when you have an experience of happiness that can go away, that experience of happiness is called the Anandamaya Kosha, because the mind in that Shanta Vritti is covering the self, right? It's a kosha of the self, because your experience of happiness can go away. Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm sad. So when you have an experience of happiness, that's the Anandamaya Kosha, because that experience of happiness is covering yourself, right? Because you can be without it. Okay? You just made it at the very end of the class. So, see it where it says Ananda Prachodatvat, because of being primarily Ananda, and Koshavat Achadakatvat, because of covering like a kosha, it's Ananda Maya Koshaha. So far, so good? You have 5 minutes or so.
Something's better than nothing.
Yeah, good. Sarva Uparamatvat. Really see Sarva Uparamatvat. Is there any show in there?
Yeah.
Okay. Sarva Uparamatvat.
So.
Then Shushuptihi. Now we've got three things, Karana Shariram, Anandamaya Kosha, and now Sushuptihi. Sushuptihi means deep sleep. Sarva Uparamatvat, because of being the Uparama, the resolution of everything, because everything resolves into that Maya Upadi, into Ishwara, right? The creation is cyclical, so it manifests and it resolves. So because of being the Uparama, the resolution point of everything, it is called Sushuptihi. What that means is the pralaya, where the creation manifests and resolves, manifests and resolves. What is sushupti, deep sleep for an individual on total level is called pralaya, but they're calling it sushupti also for Ishwara. Ishwara sushupti, mm-hmm. is when there's a resolution of everything. So sarva uparamatvat, because of being the uparama, the resolution, because of being the uparama of everything means the place of resolution for everything. It is called Sushuptihi. So now we have three terms. Karana Sharira, causal body. Ananda Maya Kosha, the bliss sheath. If you want to call the sheet Ananda. And Sushupti, the deep sleep. Atta Eva, therefore, alone. Atta Eva. Stula, Sukshma, Prapancha, Laya, Stanam. Iticha, Uchate. Uchite means it is called, it is said to be, it is called. The stula means the stula, like stula shriva, the physical, sukshma subtle, prapancha universe. The stula, the gross and subtle, stula, sukshma prapancha, laya, resolution, stanam, place. It is a place of resolution for the subtle, for the physical and subtle universe. The causal body, right? So because of the resolution of everything, it is called Sushupti, and therefore it is Stula Sukshma Prapancha Layasthanam Iticha Uchate. It is called this, the physical and subtle Stula Sukshma Prapancha, the physical and subtle world, Laya, the resolute place of resolution. Laya means resolution. Uparama and Laya mean the same thing. So it's the Sthanam, the place of the Laya, of the resolution of the physical, stula, and sukshma, and subtle, prapancha world. Prapancha means that which is of the five elements, right? So the whole creation resolves into that place which is called the causal body. It's called sushupti, that point of resolution. Causal also, causal body, that point of resolution. The avyakta, you know, avyakta means unmanifest. So when the creation is unmanifest, then you just have Brahman plus the prakriti, the maya upadi, an unmanifest condition. So Ishwara, with the Ishwara is Brahman with maya. That maya manifests into the creation, so it becomes that maya is the avyakta, the unmanifest, is the causal body for the projection of the physical world and the subtle world. Right? So Setra Rajas Tamas in unmanifest condition is called a victim. It's also just called Maya. Right? Maya in unmanifest condition is that Maya manifests as the creation. So that manifestation is also called Maya. But Maya in the unmanifest condition is always often called the Karana Sharira, causal body, the avyektam, unmanifest. These are common words that we use. Sometimes called Sushupti. Sushupti is usually used as deep sleep for the individual. Ananda Maya Kosha is used as the Ananda sheath for the individual. But that Ananda Maya Kosha is also being referred to as Brahman because it's as the Maya, as the causal body, because it's not manifest, you know. So let's read over this and see if you recognize all the words. Ishwarasya. Iyam samashtihi.
Iyam samashtihi.
Akila karana tuat.
Akila karana tuat.
Karana shariram.
Karana shariram.
Ananda pachura tuat.
Ananda pachura tuat.
Koshavat.
Koshavat.
Acharika tuat.
Acharika tuat.
Cha.
Sure.
Anandamaya Koshaha.
Anandamaya Koshaha.
Sarva Uparama Twat. Sarva Uparama Twat. Sushuptihi.
Sushuptihi.
Artha.
Ateva.
Stula. Sukshma.
Stula.
Sukshma.
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 Prapancha.
Prapancha.
Laya.
Laya.
Dhanam.
Dhanam.
Iti Uchate.
That's
what it said, Ichite from Dutch. So, a lot of vocabulary words. All of these words are really common. You hear them all the time. Okay for everybody? That's that very nice. Om Purnamada
Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.